Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here we are in Season 6, Chapter 1, Paragraph 2, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. We read through the Hebrew, then we read through the translation, and then we'll read through the notes, God willing, with the Mishnah elucidated here from ArtScroll. Get yours today, ArtScroll.com, if you want to follow along. Shimon HaTzadik haya mishyari Knesset HaGadola. Hu haya omer al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed al Torah ve'al avodah ve'al gemilut chasadim. So let's read what the actual translation is. Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon the Righteous, was from the last of the men of the Great Assembly. Meaning, the notes point out, he was the last surviving member of the Great Assembly. When all the others had died, the tradition received by them was still known to him. He also served as Kohen Gadol, Rav points out. He was given the title Tzadik by the people of his generation because he was the most righteous person in his time, as the Magen Avos points out. Al Shlosh HaDavar Ma'olam Omen, he said, Al Torah Ve'al Avodah Ve'al Gemilut Chasadim. He used to say, in this tractate, in this Masechta, the phrase he used to say, or he says, means that the teaching about to be quoted was something that the Tana would repeat often, as Rav and Magen Avos points out. What did he used to say? The world stands on three things. It is for these three things that the world was created, and if not for their sake, Hashem would never have created the world, as Rav and Rabbeinu points out. On the acceptance of the Torah, meaning the world was created on condition that some nation would be willing to accept the Torah at Har Sinai. Had no nation be willing to do so, Hashem would not have created the world, for a world without Torah has no purpose. This is taught in a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Thus said Hashem, if not for my covenant day and night, I would not have established the statutes of heaven and earth. God says that he never would have created the world, established heaven and earth, unless the Torah, my covenant, would be observed day and night, as Rav points out. Similarly, the Gemara says in Shabbos 88a, had Israel not accepted the Torah at Har Sinai, the world would have gone back to being nothing. Tohu vavohu, the Machzor of Ichi and Magen Avos points out. Others explain this refers to the study of Torah. For the world to exist, Torah must constantly be studied, as the Tosfos Yontov and Rambam commentary points out. So the acceptance of Torah on the sacrificial service in the temple in the base of Migdash, as the Gemara points out in Tanis 27b, if not for the Ma'amados, heaven and earth would not exist, Rav points out. The Ma'amados were groups of Jews who came to the temple on behalf of the entire nation to be present while the communal offerings were brought. See Tanis 4.2. The term Ma'amados is used by the Gemara to refer to the sacrificial service as a whole. Obviously now we don't have a temple. Now that we no longer have a temple in which to serve Hashem by bringing offerings, this critical role is fulfilled by studying the laws of the offerings, as Tanis 27b, and through prayer, davening, tefillah, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. And the world also stands, besides the Torah and on tefillah, also on the performance of acts of kindness, gemilut chasadim. To do acts of kindness is the third purpose for which the world itself was created, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim 89, the world will be built through kindness. Olam chesed yibaneh. Things such as making a groom and bride happy, comforting a mourner, visiting the sick, and burying the dead are all examples of acts of kindness, as Rav points out. So as Shimon HaTzadik, as he would tell us, he was one of the last vestiges of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolim. He himself tells us what the world stands on, what we need to do to make sure it happens in the world every day. The acceptance of Torah, learning Torah every day, be koveya itim for Torah in your life. It doesn't mean 100 hours throughout the week, but what can you do? A couple of minutes here, a couple of minutes there. The OU daily emails are excellent ways to ensure that you learn some Torah for the day. They have the Shtayim Mikra, they have the Mishnah Yomi, they used to have the Mitzvah Yomi, they have the Nach Yomi. They have all these excellent aspects. They have OU Kosher, and they have the Rambam Mishnah Halachos. There are many different ways to go about it. You do Daf Yomi, you do Shtayim Mikra. Those are ways to make sure every day that you do some Torah learning. And how do we make sure to have tefillah? Of course, making sure we daven Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. Even if you're running in the way and you have to do it yourself, we make sure to learn every single day. Make sure also to do Gemil Chassidim, to do acts of kindness every single day. That's how the world stands. If we don't have those things, we're not going to be able to have the world standing. Sorry about the baby in the background. But make sure we have Torah, we have Avodah of Tefillah, and we have Chesed every single day. Even if you want to do Chesed through a mitzvah of tzedakah, sign up to something like dailygiving.org where you give a dollar every day. No, I did not get any endorsements for this, but yes, it is a wonderful way to make sure that a mitzvah is done every day, a Chesed is done every day. What can you do with your time, with your efforts, with your abilities? make sure in your day you have Torah, Avoda, and Gemilat Chasadim every single day. If that's how the world stands, then that's how we need to make sure the world is keep on going every single day. A later Mishnah tells us what the world really still exists because of, but the world stands and was made for these things. So we need to make sure that these things are made in our days every single day. Some Torah learning, tefillah, and some chesed done every single day in many different ways. Join us next time as we talk Mishnah Gimel here in Perek Aleph on Season 6 of the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.